Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, Wednesday. Can we do something about that music? That music is getting old.
I hate that music.
Yeah, get rid of
you.
It. Toodaloo for the music. How do you do?
Action,
adventure, excitement. That's what you have here. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, comma, after each one of those ands. It's Wednesday, the 26th of May. Next Monday, Memorial Day. Have a happy day. We'll be here to get it started or make it work for you one way or another. I have a local circumstance here that is going to receive, if it hasn't already, national attention. So I thought I would share it with you and get your point of view. The three of you and people that are listening on Facebook.com/DJV Show or social media on Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. As a matter of fact, it was on a local blog last night. And I know all the people who are players in this. So it's, and I understand where they're coming from. I understand, I don't approve, but I understand their point of view politically and otherwise. So here's what happened. This is a street, probably about 2 miles from me. Fellow's got an American flag that he has on his front porch, and he cuts out the middle of the American flag and puts on it F. Biden. And you know what the F means. And so the neighbors are getting upset about it. The children that welcome us, a residential street in an area of town that has 1,000, 2,000 people in it, up and down a few streets in the area. And so the locals, there is a discussion of freedom of speech that goes along with it. Some of the people that are there, even though there is pretty much 100% disapproval.
But you can't mess up a flag. That's
right.
Not freedom of speech.
Yeah, well,
but this guy would probably tell you he's the biggest patriot you've ever met.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
And that's the irony that these people just don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for him writing a sign that says that, but when you cut up the flag, it's the same thing as burning a flag in my mind, right?
Yeah,
right. Completely.
Right. So then what should be done? Should the police be involved?
Isn't there a law about defacing the flag, though?
Yeah. But they
but nobody
you're not
enforces
supposed
it,
to,
really.
But no one enforces it. I mean, think about what was happening at the protest during the summer. They were burning flags all over the place. So they call it a sign of protest. I think that we should enforce it. I don't think that we should allow it.
So how do we enforce it, though? What's the punishment?
Well, if there's a law on the book, then whatever that...
There is a law on the books.
Right. So then whatever that is, then that should be enforced. And I agree with Jen.
But
I don't agree with burning flags, burning the American flag. I don't care who you are or who you support. I don't agree with that either at all.
Well, I think it'd be interesting.
I know a lot of people like to blame people on the left for that.
But
I'm just saying for the fact I don't agree with
that. Well, this guy's not on the left. This guy is.
No, I'm talking about me. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't. I think there are people that are a lot farther on the left. You're not extreme. Neither of you. Jay is sort of. Jay finds herself in the middle of most of this.
I don't really agree with political parties. I'm more independent.
No, neither do I.
Yeah.
You can have the parties be damned as far as I'm concerned. Let's make America, I was about to say make America great again, but I never had a problem with that slogan.
You missed that opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I think we can make America great every day. It doesn't have to have a leader. It just is it's a train of thought. I do think that we are sorely lacking in leadership. The more I read about this Marjorie Taylor Greene, the more I think she needs a psychiatric evaluation. Now, this woman is nuts. She's running around. Yesterday, she was comparing the fact that we are wearing, or the suggestion was made to wear a vaccination card or a logo or something, to the Nazis forcing Jews to wear a gold star. And even many of the people, the leaders in her party, your party, Jennifer, have said that this is ridiculous, and they have denounced her and her statements, but she keeps just running around like she's lacking for attention.
She's just like the squad members.
Absolutely. Let us make it right. I'm with you on that, too. But where in the world are these people coming from?
Just to get cameras. I don't think she should be removed from Congress, just like I don't think members of the squad should be removed from Congress because
people vote for them. No, but who's electing these people? Who? Who thinks that
obviously
she's
a lot
okay.
of people. People are getting elected
all
the time. I don't know. I mean, here's the deal. There is a way to present this, and there's a way to not. I think the thing is she's trying to be what's the word that I'm looking for? It's early and I'm not
trying to be controversial. And
controversial,
she's
but there's
stupid.
Another.
She's stupid. Yeah, she does.
The
she
word
sounds
where
like
she's
a
trying
lunatic.
To exploit people's emotions is what I'm getting. There's a word for that.
Yeah,
that
okay.
is totally fallen out my left ear. But anyway, so she's trying to do that. But I mean, I can tell you, like, I think it feels un-American to have a vaccine passport because, and I think that we've talked about it here. I think it feels un-American to require people to do certain things or to have a sign off or to have a chip or to have something in their phone. That is not American. And that does feel like something that they would have done in other places with bad motivations in their heart. So I get what she is
but
saying.
All the, but I, and
the
I get that too. But what about the vaccines that kids have to have in order to go to school? No one says anything about that unless you just want to homeschool.
Oh, people say things about that.
But,
are you,
but
oh
they
my
still
gosh.
Do it, though, Jen. I mean, they still do
yeah,
it.
In California, there is a whole business of doctors who will try to write off vaccines because the anti-vax movement is huge in California. So I don't know. Maybe it depends state by state where it goes, but I would disagree with that, just judging by what people
but
do.
There are plenty, but I'm saying there are plenty of things that all of us do. You know, we all wear seatbelts in the car. We all, if you want to get on a cruise, a lot
I
of
don't
cruises
wear
require.
In the car much.
Well, then you're breaking the law. And so if you want to get on a cruise, you have to have a flu shot. I mean, there's so many things that we do that this is not the end of the world to get
but
a vaccine to stop a global
shot.
Pandemic. I had to get a flu shot to go on Royal Caribbean.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is weird. I've never heard that before.
Well, it was, yeah, I mean, it was in the fall, it was flu season, it was required, so it was the only time I've gotten a flu shot, honestly, in probably 20 years, so, yeah. But whatever, that's my point, though. I'm saying, like, we all do stuff, and it's not the end of the world, but now people just want to make this one issue the biggest deal in the world to prove
everything,
that you have
every day is
or
a
not.
Bigger issue. It's big.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous. I know, but I also think there's been a lot of misinformation, too. I mean, remember, there's
Huge.
Been a lot of... Yeah, a lot of lies that coming from high places. So,
all right. In a few moments, I want to deal with Rand Paul in a couple of different ways, find out what it is with regard to the vaccination conversation. But this thing with Richard Marks, kind of weird. 13 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts in response to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so let's get at this here. 16 after the hour on the DJV program for Wednesday with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug and the things that have come out of Rand Paul's mouth over his career as politician. Pretty interesting stuff. I find myself more often than not agreeing with him. I like the libertarian point of view. Maybe you do too as well, Jay. Although sometimes he gets a little over the top. But I think he's sincere.
I always say he's consistent. You know, of any politician, sometimes you want to shake him and sometimes you want to hug him. But he's always consistent. You know what he's going to do.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, a couple of things are trending with him. Rand Paul says if you've had COVID-19, you don't need to get a shot. And then somebody else said, some other doctor says...
In some cases, that's correct. In some cases. If you have enough antibodies, yes.
Well,
See, that's the kind of thing. He makes blanket statements and doesn't follow up. You get tested for antibodies. I have a number of people in my life who have done this. Jen has done the same thing. Right, Jen? You got tested. You have enough antibodies. You don't
get
the vaccine.
He had the virus, too, right? Didn't he have the virus?
I think he was sick.
Right, okay.
And anyway, he's also a doctor, which is why his words should mean a little bit more than just... You know,
but like
the
what
average
kind of
doctor,
because he says a lot of wonky medical stuff.
But you still have to. No, but he's an ophthalmologist, and you have to go through a medical school for that. I mean, you should say I have to thank God every day for my ophthalmologist. He saved my vision a few.
I'm not dissing ophthalmology. I'm just questioning what he is. Anyway,
yeah,
go
but
on,
I mean,
Doug,
he's got at least some training compared to some other people.
Well, so anyway, I guess. The question is whether it's right or not, or maybe you ask that question of yourself, or we ask it in our social media. But it's just kind of an interesting point of view. The science, it seems that I've heard, says if you have had this,
it just depends. Like my in-laws finally got their shots because they had extremely mild cases, and it turns out they didn't really have enough antibodies. They didn't have as many antibodies as the vaccine would give. Now, on the other end of it, I just found out my cousin got his first shot and then got COVID, and he didn't know if he should get the second shot, went to the doctor, had the antibodies test, and the doctor said, you've got way more antibodies, so you don't need a vaccine. You don't need more antibodies. You're good. So it just everybody should really talk to their doctor and make the right decision based on how the virus or the vaccine is affecting their own body, because everybody's having a different reaction.
All right, so that's page one of the Rand Paul playbook for today. The second one is the white powder that he says, Rand Paul says, he got from Richard Marks.
No, he did not say he got it from Richard Marks. This is the problem.
That would be hilarious.
Well, he got a suspicious package filled with white powder, and he blamed Marks.
And a death threat. He got a death threat that said, I'm going to kill you and finish the job that your neighbor started. And so Rand Paul came out, I'm so tired of this because I've been getting these threats. Remember, he was almost beating the hell out of
I remember that well.
That neighbor, a psycho neighbor. Yeah.
Well, not even the neighbor, but then leaving the RNC last fall. Remember leaving the White House? He got followed by a mob, he and his wife. He gets death threats apparently pretty regularly. Now he gets an envelope with powder inside. And he said, I'm tired of people like D-list celebrity Richard Marks or C-list celebrity Richard Marks saying
F-list.
That people should hurt me. Yeah, because Richard Marks just a few days ago said that he'd like to buy drinks for the neighbor who lived next to Rand Paul, as many as he could drink to thank him for beating Rand Paul up. So, but who the hell
is listening to Richard Marks, A? And who would be such a Richard Marks super fan from like 1988?
I think the point is that he's
to mail in
threats.
White powder.
I don't think someone motivated by Richard Marks mailed the powder. But the point is this: how in the heck does Richard Marks still have on? Why is he still on Twitter? Why is Twitter still allowing a person who's condoning violence
good
and
question.
Making threats against?
Is that where
good
he?
Why
where
is he
tweeted?
There?
Question.
Yes. So yeah. Why is he there? Why is Ayatollah Khomeini there, who says that we should wipe Jews off the map?
Why the Hadids are there. Bella Hadid and her sisters, you heard what they're doing to incite the situation in Israel. We'll talk about
that. They're not
inciting. They're not in the next half hour. Hold on. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Hello. Welcome to the club, in a manner of speaking. Yeah, there are clubs everywhere, clubhouses everywhere. There's an actor who was known for being in the club, in a manner of speaking. He's passed away. That seems to have captured a lot of people's attention and imagination. So we'll get to that as we go through the trending things that are to be reported from the DJV social media pages right after this.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, so, Jay, let's get at it here and find out what's going on with this fellow who was a pretty well-known actor, right? Did you immediately recognize his name when you saw that he'd passed?
And I didn't recognize his name, but, I mean, as soon as I saw his body of work, it was kind of like, oh, no, he was the voice of Sebastian. He was the voice of Sebastian the Crab from The Little Mermaid, 1989. That was my favorite Disney film growing up. Like, put it on, sing all the... It was amazing. Yeah,
that's why I didn't recognize his name, because he was more of a voiceover guy than he was an actor, per se.
And he was, well, he was big on Broadway as well. He was Mufasa and The Lion King. He replaced the original, one of the original guys in
Ben
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very sad. No cause of death has been revealed, though.
Okay. Well, I was 74. Not that that's all that old.
That's
thank you.
I think,
I know,
still.
I know a lot of people. Thank you very much. That is very young. Right. Right on, sister. Next, LeBron James. Is he getting preferential treatment? Because most of the he's been making a lot of noise lately, and some of the other basketball players don't like it, Jay, right?
Well, here's the situation. So LeBron James went to an outdoor event for a little bit. It was his outdoor event for his tequila company, and he did not get fined. He was not suspended from any games. However, Mavericks player Kristaps Porzingis went to a club and was fined $50,000. He was not deemed to be a threat of spreading COVID or anything, so he did not get suspended. He was not suspended for any games, but he had the $50,000 fine where LeBron didn't. So you have a lot of people coming at this whole situation on social media saying LeBron's getting superstar treatment, and then you have other people who are like, there were totally
superstar?
Different situations.
Who's Chris
Stapps? Yeah, they're also totally different situations.
Who ever even heard of him before? Where is he from?
He's a big name.
Is he a big name?
Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. I know nothing about basketball, and I can tell you I know that name. So that's how, yeah.
I know nothing about basketball, and I know
that name. LeBron did, he was working. He was promoting his tequila. It was a work kind of event. And in the bylines and the rules, they even state that, you know, you're not allowed to go to any bar, club, lounge, or similar establishment, regardless of a player's vaccination status. However, they're not going to hinder anybody from doing endorsement deals, from working, from making money on side projects. So it's kind of like, was this preferential treatment, or did LeBron find a loophole?
Aha! All right. Jennifer Aniston says Brad Pitt was one of her favorite Friends guest stars. Just a little teensy promo for the Friends reunion, which will be airing tomorrow night, right? On HBO? The 26th.
Yeah. Brad Pitt's guest starring role was like, it was very iconic. He was part of the I Hate Rachel Green Club with Ross Geller.
Funny.
It was great.
Yeah. All right. So that's something to remember or to look forward to tomorrow night, the Friends reunion here. That certainly will be trending. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants. But some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's embattled Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1897. The first copies of the classic vampire novel Dracula by Irish writer Bram Stoker appear in London bookshops. Stoker would go on to publish 17 novels in all, but it was his 1897 novel Dracula that eventually earned him literary fame. Flash, 1927. Henry Ford and his son Edsel drive the 15 millionth Model T Ford out of their factory, marking the famous automobile's official last day of production. Flash, 1907.
American opportunity has no limits, has been known to knock more than once. How about you very young people who see a tough life ahead? Well, when Lee surrendered to Grant at Appomattox, Booker T. Washington was a 9-year-old slave. Yet by the time he was 28, he became president of Tuskegee Institute. And at 8, Charles Lindbergh was flying a kite, wondering how it'd feel to be up that high. At 9, Burt Bacharach was thinking the piano lessons would never end. How many of you are pushing 50 and complaining that the country is going to Crispus Attucks was in his 40s when he died on State Street in Boston, fighting for the freedom that we share. And John F. Kennedy was 44 when he asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Actor John Wayne, an icon of the American West, is born in Winterset, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It is 34 at the hour, Wednesday, the 26th of May. The dulcet tones of Doug Steffen with the dulcet tones of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner every day. We move mountains here. We find things that are going to touch your life. Sometimes we talk about things that are about successful people, heroes once in a while. So I will use that to kind of bracket the conversation about Bella Hadid and some of her family, as a sort of disclosure. Uri Geller, who is internationally known as a, some people call him a psychic, but he's not really, paranormalist. He's been involved. He made his biggest career successes early on in America, but is known around the world. Very popular in Japan and England. He lived in England for a long time. Lived in New York for quite a long time. And then he moved to England, and then he's back to his home turf in Tel Aviv. So he's very vocal. He would tell you, and I say this lovingly, But he would tell you that I was one of his best friends. And I have been for 25 or 30 years. He's a very interesting man, very loving man, very interesting. He's a a great self-promoter. That's one of the things that I respect about him most. He's gotten pretty honked off, if that's an expression that has any value, with the Hadids, because of, among other things, Bella was spotted the other day. I never even paid any attention. Remember when I asked you last year, I think, Victoria, who the heck is Bella Hadid? I don't know who the Hadids were. So anyway, I learned that they were popular, and I wasn't sure whether they were popular because they were another Kardashian family. Do they have something going for them other than just notoriety? I still...
Well, they're both like the Kardashians light. Yeah, but they're also two of the top models in the world, so they're two of the highest paid models.
So she has been spotted waving a huge Palestinian flag. There have been protests around the country. This one happened to have been in New York, supporting her family's homeland. So some of the folks in Israel, including Uri, I think, maybe I should just call them and ask them, but the read that I got was that she is advocating throwing Jews into the sea. Apparently that was, I'm not
ridiculous.
Sure whether she said that or she didn't say that.
She has not said that. That's ridiculous.
So
that's
where did that come
ridiculous.
From? Where did that come from then?
Where did
she
that
was
come
in the march.
From? I don't know where that came from. She went to a march, and both of them, both Bella and Gigi, have been vocal that they want peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Their father was born in Palestine, and that's where her family lives. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting, with going to a protest and saying, I believe the Palestinian people, not Hamas, the Palestinian people deserve safety and deserve their own independence.
Right. And so where did this Twitter account, the official Israeli tourism Twitter account, Jay, maybe you can check this out, said that the Hadids were advocating for the elimination of the Jewish state.
Well,
so
it's
where did they,
fine
where
for
did
them to say
from?
That because there's a lot of inflammatory language happening here and on both sides.
Well,
and
apparently so, she said that, well, this is what the latest article that I've seen suggests, that she advocated throwing Jews into the sea. So, what a...
I follow both of them on social media. I've never heard either of them say anything other than, we want peace, we don't want anyone to die anymore. This is enough with the killing, and we want peace on both sides. I have no idea where this is coming from. This sounds like a smear campaign, to be honest. So, I have no idea.
A smear campaign
against
by whom?
Bella, well,
who,
by the
who
Israelis
benefits.
Against anyone who dare say that the Palestinian people deserve rights. I mean, come on. Like, it's not like this is, and I'm not talking about this separate incident right now, but I mean, like, it doesn't take a whole lot to look and see historically that, you know, under Netanyahu especially, you know, Israel has been accused of being very large bullies, and there are a plenty
Netanyahu's
of young
a bully.
Israelis.
I'll give you that.
There
Netanyahu's
plenty,
a bully.
Yeah, there are plenty of young Israelis who are very much against all of his tactics and his policies. So, you know, he's failed to form a government four times now. There's a reason for that. So, I don't know. I think that this whole
so
thing
So, here's
is just,
what it is. Let's dig into this just for a sec, because I think it's an interesting story. There's no, apparently, Jay, I'm sure you're looking around, there's no social media posting that says that the Hadids have called for any harm to the Jewish people. However, there is a reference she makes to an old video with a slogan that is pretty inflammatory. It reads like this: from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. I can see how you can twist that around a little bit.
How can you twist into attacking Israelis when you're talking about
I
your own borders?
I think also because that's people crazy. Here are pretty stupid, and they don't realize what things mean to people in other countries. And so there are a lot of people who want to anoint themselves experts on this area that have no idea. They can say, look, it would just be like me talking about the plight of the Czech or the Irish. I mean, I live in America, so I'm not necessarily well-versed to talk about people, even though I share that culture. So
look, I think people are going to slip. They're going to say things that seem innocent but may not be to people who feel like they want to be, that a group of people want to wipe them off the planet. And so I think this is the danger, and this is what I've been has been annoying me most about this, is all these ding-dong influencers on Instagram who are intimidating people to post about something they know nothing about. And they, yeah, and they
there's
think,
a lot of
actually, oh, there's plenty of that. Absolutely.
Is this Dua Lipa one of those? Is she, what's her?
She's from, where's Dua Lipa from?
Albania.
Albania? Okay, yeah. She's, okay. What, I don't know what she's been saying, but.
She's got, at least what I'm looking at here, Jay, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking at a posting that suggests that the Hadids are anti, she says, appalling information accusing her and the Hadids of anti-Semitic support of Palestinians. I don't know
because
that one
were,
goes with the
she
other.
Was out, I mean, I just but. Started looking through, and the Hadids have said consistently they don't want Israelis to die. They want peace and all this. But yet, then she captures herself on video, obviously for the photo op again, because it's now in style to be Palestinian or Hamas sympathizers for whatever reason. She captures herself on video chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Well, to some idiot in America, that sounds great. Yeah, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Okay, that sounds great. But to a Jew who knows that Hamas wants to wipe your butt off the planet, that might seem like you want to throw Jews into the sea. And it might seem
I
like...
Can,
it,
I mean,
you know,
I
but
can,
people
yeah.
have to understand, though, that if
but they
want,
don't, Victoria.
I know.
That's
well,
the sad
I, but then,
part of
then
it.
That's what we're here, I guess, to... I mean, I understand
yeah, we're here
what
to
you're
help
saying.
That.
But,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
just because... You have to say... this is, and this is... There are some similarities with what the Irish went through, too. Because the Irish Republic, the people of the Republic, can be anti... They can be anti the Crown. They don't want to be taken over by the British. But they can also be anti the IRA... who was violent. So, like, you can do two things at once. So I don't know.
Okay,
but
let's turn our
attention. I guess the point is, when you say things that might seem innocent to a group of people, maybe they aren't. You know, that
right.
statement that she was uttering at a rally means to
Jews
that they
want
to
throw
them in the ocean. Exactly.
I bet you,
and so,
she's probably never been to Palestine or to Israel.
That's
I'll bet
not
you.
True. No.
Has she been there? I would think that they were.
Yeah. And sorry, quick correction on Dua Lipa. She's Albanian, but she was born in England.
Right.
And regarding the Hadids... Sorry,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Jay. No, I want you to finish.
I was just going to say, regarding the Hadids, the Twitter account for Israel, @Israel, had tweeted, when celebrities like Bella Hadid advocate for throwing Jews in the sea, they're advocating for the elimination of the Jewish state. So, the Twitter account from Israel is saying
that's
that.
That's a little bit of a stretch, but I can understand how people are going to what Jennifer just said. But understand that. Well,
definitely
people are stupid. They don't get it. They don't know the area. They don't know the emotions.
Would we be extending the same feeling towards Germany during World War II? Because think about this. The Jews.
We did.
The leader
Joe
of
Kennedy,
Hamas.
Did.
Right, Hamas is leading Palestine, and Palestine, for the record, is not its own country. That's why part of this argument is all about Palestine is not its own country, and so Hamas is leading that group of people right now. The leader of Hamas just said 2 days ago that the Jews do not deserve to exist.
I get that, Jen, but you're now conflating every single person, every single citizen.
Conflating. I feel sorry for the plight. Look, I feel sorry for the plight of the Palestinian people because I think Hamas uses them. They put rocket launchers in their backyard. All of this stuff. But when you sympathize, unfortunately, with the Palestinian leadership, which is Hamas, over Israel, you are sympathizing with
the terrorist group. But how are Bella
and Gigi? And killed Arabs. And
I understand that, but
I'm
how are they sympathizing
they are.
With Hamas? I don't
in
understand
In fact, I've defended them as being just morons. I think they're idiots. They are chanting
how can they
things.
Be idiots for saying that they
because
want
they were chanting something that they didn't understand.
Oh,
that's what they were doing.
All right, let's try something else in a moment here. Yesterday, there was a lot of attention given to the first anniversary of George Floyd's death. There was stuff going on at the White House, including somebody making a statement that I thought was... It was pretty interesting, actually, and something to discuss after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 47 after the hour here on the DJV program, Jen Jen, Victoria, and Jay, let's tackle this for a moment. Yesterday, George Floyd's brother was at the White House with the family, and he said something that I thought was pretty interesting. Quote, "If you can make federal laws to protect bald eagles, you can make federal laws to protect people of color." Now, that's an interesting statement. Yes, there are laws to protect bald eagles, but I believe there also are laws to protect people of color, are there not? They're hate laws all over the place.
But there already are laws to protect people. People have equal protections under the law. The laws are not written to protect certain groups of people. That's not how it's written. So where does this go?
Did it fall on deaf ears? Were people interested in hearing that? People say, yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that.
I think people believe that. I think, unfortunately, I think that people have bought so much into systemic racism that they believe that there aren't laws on the books protecting people of color, which is not true. We need to just enforce the laws that are on the books, and we'd be doing
that's the way
that.
I read it. Yeah.
I also think that he probably, and I didn't see him, he's actually been really, I don't know, I have been
the
a
brother?
Fan of his. Yeah, I've been a fan of his from the beginning.
How do you pronounce his name? Is it Felonese?
I forget now.
People
it's not
call
him
Phil,
something.
But it's Phil.
But he has called for nonviolence. I think he's been wonderful. When he testified in front of Congress, he impressed a lot of people. I think he's probably talking about within the confines of police reform, of protection of black people and brown people. I think that's probably the context which he was talking about because that's what they were there to discuss, police reform.
I mean, police are not only protecting white people. I think that's kind of what it sounds like, and maybe he meant it in a different way, but it sounds like there aren't protections for black and brown people on the books. When there is no, I don't think you could find me a law that, is still in existence today that says only white people should get these kinds of protections.
Go to the back of the bus, that kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Okay, so interesting to have a look or a gander at it because, again, it was a big event yesterday. 10 before the hour now in the DJV program.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Okay, 53 past the hour now. This is the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here to set things straight when it comes to things in the world of technology that are affecting many of our lives. So let's see here. There's a new group of regulations for pipelines. And it's not how the pipelines run. It's what their computer and their cybersecurity is all about, right?
Yes, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity in the pipeline industry. This is going to be for the first time. Up until now, there have basically been some guidelines, but they've been no more than suggestions, really. Now they want to actually step it up and regulate it. This is all, of course, in the wake of the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack that basically came to a grinding halt on the entire East Coast of the country, the supply of gasoline and jet fuel. So the TSA, this is where you're going to go, oh, the TSA, which is actually a division of the Department of Homeland Security, they're going to issue a security directive this week requiring pipeline companies to report cyber incidents to federal authorities.
What the hell has the TSA got to do with pipelines?
I know. That's a good question. I'm glad you asked.
My
the
God.
Fact that they handle the pipeline security is a relic of post-9/11 or reorganization of the government.
Oh,
so originally, the Department of Transportation oversaw pipelines because it was seen as a mode of transportation. So now...
How about the Energy Department oversees the pipelines? pipelines. Hello.
Well, but in 2002, responsibility for pipeline security was moved to the newly created TSA. So that basically, the Department of Transportation is still in charge of the safety of the actual pipes, like making sure that they don't fail or, you know, crack leak.
Yeah.
But the cybersecurity part is now going to be under the TSA so that all of all of our national, you know, cybersecurity goes under that. Now,
tax dollars at work.
You can insert a million jokes here because we know about the TSA and we know how, you
know, exactly.
So I'm not really sure how effective this will be, except that what we will know is that when there is a cyber attack or a demand for, you know, ransom, then we will at least know on a federal level. The downside of this is that we're going to have to come up with a real, we're going to have a well-defined policy about paying ransoms, because we just, you know, we did the story last week here in Tech Talk, how many companies have actually paid the ransomware and they've gotten, they have gotten their software back, they've gotten their, you know, things have been released from the hackers. So I don't know what we're going to do, because if Colonial Pipeline didn't pay the $4.5 million, who knows if we would even have gas flowing right now. So it's going to get very messy before it gets better.
But the TSA's there at the ready.
Right.
All right, let's get to the big announcement from Sling TV that you've all been waiting on the edge of your seats for.
Well, compared to competitors like YouTube TV and Hulu, Sling TV has never really had that attractive of an app or a layout to watch TV, so the overall user experience has been kind of low budget, but that also went, that was in keeping with the lowest prices. Sling is still the cheapest of all of the cable cutting options. Now, Sling has announced that they have a completely redesigned app. It's going to focus more on personalized recommendations, similar to what YouTube TV and Netflix do. So the new Sling TV app is going to roll out to select customers using Amazon Fire TV devices first, and then other platforms will be added later on this year. The redesign has lots of changes. It has a new home screen that focuses on content recommendation. However, if people still like a cable-like grid, which a lot of people do, that's still going to be there, so that's not going to be you know, eliminated. But it looks a lot cleaner. I've seen some of the screenshots, and it definitely looks a lot better. Also, Sling's cloud DVR now gets its own tab, so it makes it easier to sort through what you've actually recorded. That's also a nice feature. On YouTube TV, which is what I have, it's actually called the library. So it makes it just a nicer and cleaner experience to kind of go through and know exactly what you're looking for and how to find it. By default, Sling TV comes with 50 hours of DVR space per month, but you can expand that to 200 hours for an extra $5 a month. So overall, Sling TV is still doing really well. The reason that I have not, I've demoed all of these, but the reason I didn't go with it was just because they still don't have all of the channel options that YouTube TV has, so that's why I've stuck with that. But Hulu is catching up. Hulu and live TV is, I think their interface needs a real overhaul as well. But they're on the move. They're catching up in terms
on
of having
the move.
Yeah, they're having they're getting all of the same channels. Eventually, that's where everybody's going to be.
All right, this is not an app that I saw. It's a tool currently available as a feature for T-Mobile customers. This is an opt-in service. It's called ScamBlock. Have you seen this?
There are a lot of those like that.
Robocalls. You can't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even reach your phone, though. That's something I'd be interested in, frankly.
Yeah.
But I don't have T-Mobile. That's the problem.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the